From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Turkey shelled targets in northern Syria Monday and said its three-day-old operation against Kurdish YPG fighters who control the Afrin region would be completed swiftly. Jeff Custer has more on the fighting.
Turkish forces and their Syrian rebel allies began their push to clear YPG fighters from the northwestern enclave on Saturday. This has opened a new front in Syria's civil war, despite calls for restraint from the United States, which has armed the YPG. A Reuters cameraman near Hassa saw Turkish shelling on Monday morning, and the Dogan News Agency said Turkish howitzers opened fire at 1 a.m. local time against YPG targets. Dogan said militia targets were also being destroyed by Turkish warplanes and multiple rocket launchers. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Afghan government forces ended an overnight siege Sunday at Kabul's Intercontinental Hotel that resulted in at least 43 deaths and multiple injuries. Grace Lee has more.
More than 150 guests were able to escape as parts of the building caught fire early Sunday, some climbing down from the upper levels with tied sheets. It's the latest in a series of attacks on the Afghan capital aimed at undermining the confidence in the Western-backed government. A statement from the Interior Ministry put the blame on the Haqqani network.
The siege lasted nearly 14 hours, during which six assailants either blew themselves up or were gunned down by Afghan forces. The repatriation of Rohingya Muslims, refugees from Bangladesh to Myanmar, has been delayed. UN refugee agency Filippo Grandi told Reuters news agency that more time was needed to resolve issues, including citizenship in Myanmar, for those returning to be properly addressed. Grandi said the UNHCR was ready to play a role in the process and that there should be the capacity to monitor their returns. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate votes shortly on a three-week funding bill that would reopen the federal government. VOA's Michael Bowman reports a key underlying issue, the timing and substance of immigration reform, remains a sticking point.
Democrats want to guarantee that Congress will vote on a bipartisan bill shielding undocumented immigrants brought to America as children from deportation. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell made that promise late Sunday, but the Republican-led House of Representatives is not bound by Senate pledges, and President Donald Trump can sign or veto any bill as he sees fit. For Democrats who distrust Trump, voting for the spending bill amounts to an act of faith. Trump accused them of putting the interests of non-citizens ahead of the American people. Democrats accused Trump of manufacturing the crisis by terminating a program that allowed young immigrants to work and study in the United States. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
U.S.